issue, we may be protected from liability, but if somebody sues us, we still have to react. So that's a concern as well. So since the trail's being rerouted, we're looking at going ahead and stopping that. We wanted to be good neighbors and have tried to be, but. The other thing to note, a gentleman mentioned just cutting up Luzerne and across Interlochen. Luzerne is a much less grade than Interlochen there, and about, you know.
So right at the top of this map.
Right at the top there, yeah. If you just cut up there, and because the backcountry trail is going to be even higher, it's actually a really short little jaunt. We walked it this morning, and there's hardly any traffic there. And there will continue to be a little bit more, but still minimal, I'm sure. Traffic, as opposed to the hill on Interlochen Drive there. So
this hill right here.
Yeah.
I'm curious, is the trail coming right, like, by your property line, essentially?
No, it's not even by the property line. It's through the yard.
Okay. I just didn't know where the property line was in relationship to that.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Part of it goes near the property line, and then part of it goes right through the yard. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
How far off the property line is it?
Neighbor's dog tries to eat people as they come through, but he's on a cable, luckily.
Yeah, I'm
going
to switch over to Google Earth.
The Google Earth is more recent, and you can really see the trail. So this is the trail coming through here, around some bushes, and up. Right here where this gentleman has mowed, this is our property line across here, coming straight this way, then it cuts across to about here, I believe, and then straight up to where I can't reach. So it follows the property line a little bit, and then part of it is on the other neighbor's property as well. I didn't bring my pointer. So a good part of it does come right through our property, as you can see.
I'm curious, if we were to reroute it closer to the property line kind of thing, would that help some of the concerns? And would that be an option worth discussing?
I think that would have to be discussed with a number of neighbors as well.
Huh.
And our attorney, as far as liability, you know, you know, we're not about to put an easement through the middle of our property. You know, that's not gonna happen. So that would have to be discussed.
But there's also, by the way, thank you. You've been very generous. I spoke to you, I think, a week or two ago. but there's a ditch there.
There is a ditch.
And that's you know, it's a drop-off. So that would be, if you're talking about moving it that way, that would be rather difficult because of the ditch.
Right, the ditch would have to be filled apart or something. That's where the irrigation line is, but it's buried now, where the irrigation ditch
was. Buried.
But now it's buried in the irrigation line, yeah.
Is that in your property or is that the adjacent property owner?
What's that?
Is the ditch in your property or the adjacent property?
The ditch
property
is also on the property, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for, as Commissioner Reams mentioned, allowing everybody to use the property to cross.
Yeah.
It really is a nice trail through there, so I'm glad to hear people have behaved on your property, so that's good.
They have 99.9% of the time, yes.
All right, moving on with the phasing plan. So this is the phasing plan for the master plan. We have three phases. So phase one is this blue area that we're talking about tonight. Phase two is the pink, and then phase three is the yellow. Again, the majority of the open space is in phase one, so we meet the requirements for the code for open space. Also, we've got three access points. So coming in off of Canyon View Drive through Scotch Fields is one of the access points. And we also have Interlochen Drive, and there we have received a document from the mayor of Interlochen that indicates there's been an agreement for use of Interlochen Drive for an access for this development. And then there's an access point on the north to Interlochen. And Interlochen, when it was approved, there wasn't a second access as part of that. We've tried to be a good neighbor in Midway and make sure there's access point, and as we saw this year, there was a fire up in that area, and it's always good to have 2 points of access for any type of an emergency and just for traffic circulation. So this will create a second access point for Interlochen, which is good for the entire community. It's anticipated Interlochen Drive will be the main point of access, and that's one reason why we really don't have a straight route through this development. We are connecting A to B, and so if anybody does need to use Canyon View Drive, it is accessible. So they do meet, this phase does meet the requirements for access. Has two is what's required, there's three at this point. And so those were the main things we were looking at for master plan. Some of the discussion items, I mentioned these, open space, we have a requirement of 15%, they're providing 30, so therefore size and frontage of the lots is reduced by 15%. That's not every lot takes advantage of that, but there are a number of them at 0.85. There are sensitive lands on the property, so there's 25% slopes and greater, and those really fall in the areas outside of the lots themselves. There can't be any buildings on slopes over 25% or greater. So because of the lot placement and the open space, that appears that it will not be an issue. Density is limited to 49, so again, phase one has 27 units. I mentioned access. Public trails, there is one off-site trail requirement, and that's on Homestead Drive, and I'll show a map of that. Also, we'll go over a map talking about Interlochen dumpsters, the ones that are in Blake Park that are being moved, and then Edelweiss Lane access. So I'll go over some maps and discuss that. One is the off-site trail requirement. According to the annexation agreement, the trail in front of really what was the Fitzgerald property on Bergie Lane was a requirement of annexation to build this section of trail. The city several years ago went in and built that trail because we had trails connecting from the east and from the west, so this was a hole in our trail system, so we went in and built that. So what we'd like to do is, well, what's been required as part of the annexation agreement amendment is to build the trail along Homestead Drive, connecting the trail from the Cantons up to the trail the city's currently building to Kimball Circle subdivision. So they'll contribute the funds for building that trail. The city's also contributing by including landscaping and mitigation items for safety, such as netting, because we were right next to the golf course. And so that they'll end up paying the city for that section of the trail. Pictures of the property. This is that backcountry trail as it extends over through the easement area of the development. And this goes down into the state park. This is looking towards, as it rounds the hill towards the state park. Kind of a view of the property from above. So this is the Vallejo Park parking lot. And so we've had the dumpsters down in this area for many years. There was an agreement when Bernie Hill Ranch's planning and development was approved to widen Homestead Drive. The dumpsters used to be located at the top of the hill where the railroad ties are.
Michael?
Yes.
I have a question regarding the paved trails.
Oh, yeah.
Why paved versus some other surface for these types of trails? Is that something that the developer wants? Or, you know, since this isn't part of the very main kind of central trail system?
That's a good question. So the plans have always showed paved trails, and that's our normal standard, is a paved trail. Now, we have considered before the Parks and Trails Committee, also the City Council, having some of our trails be a backcountry, well, not a backcountry, a soft surface type trail like a road base. And there's some advantages to that. It gives us a variety, first of all, but also it costs less to maintain in the long run to have that type of trail surface. Paved trails become pretty expensive to maintain in the long run, especially when there's trees next to them, and that ends up, roots usually end up damaging the trail if you have the wrong type of tree next to the trail or too close. And so we have considered changing some of our trails over to a backcountry trail. Now for this item, we, through the discussions that we've had, there hasn't been talk of changing this to any other type of service. It hasn't been proposed by the developer or by the city council to change it. So we've just been planning on those being paved trails. But, you city council would have to make a final decision on if we want to switch to another surface.
The bottom ones are paved, the top ones are left as more of a trail, right?
But isn't your standard asphalt for public trails?
It is.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But certain public trails are switching to the, like, road base, right? Like, certain central parts of the system, sort of essential parts, those are staying asphalt, and some of the other ancillary trails are switching to road base?
Yeah, so that's the discussion we've had, is the main collector-type trails, I guess you'd call them, down Center Street, for instance, or, you know, Homestead Drive would be paved trails. The discussion's been the peripheral trails could change to kind of a road base, and that'd save us money over the long run. What we really need to do is adjust our, is to go in and amend our trail master plan and the general plan, and really decide which trail should be a road base instead of a paved trail. Once we do that, it's going to be a lot easier to go through this type of a process and determine what the surface will be. But right now, the standard is a paved trail.
Michael, it kind of seems to me as we go through this, most of the public trails are turned out to be asphalt. A lot of the private Raymond Farms, the perimeter trail, a lot of the private trails, or, and Raymond Farms is private with a public easement, a lot of the developer provided trails we're seeing go to a gravel slag surface. So it seems like the public city paid or more asphalt, the developer provided public access is a gravel provided surface.
Yeah. We've definitely got some more work to do in the Parks and Trails Committee. Commissioner Ballas is our chair of that committee, where that's something we're gonna focus on as we move forward on adjusting that map.
Well, it seems to keep a little bit more of the rural feel for these ancillary trails.
Yeah, I think it depends on what we feel the use of that trail is gonna be, and so we need to decide that.
I think if they're trails that are, can be used by residents to kind of access the central part of town, kind of things like that, and the main circulation ones, they tend to be more the asphalt, and so to me this makes sense on the bottom ones, so that people from this development can come from there and connect down on a paved surface and go into the main system. But the other ones make total sense to be more of a rural one, and the ones that are connecting there, there's others that we're working on trying to connect other parts of the state park and whatnot, that we're talking more gravel because it makes more sense in those locations. But
And I would agree with that. I distinguish between city commuter trails and like rural adventure trails.
Yeah.
And so the northern, or it'd be the northern ones, to me are more consistent to have something not paved, because you're going to go from paved to a very rural dirt trail.
That's definitely something we need to work on, adjusting that map in the general plan. And so it's clear when developers come in that, you know, they can't have a backcountry. So that's a discussion we'll have to continue to have. And the Planning Commission will review any changes to that map. So regarding the dumpsters in Boulay Park, there was an agreement made to move the dumpsters from Interlock and Drive Dam to this location in the park. And that really opened the door for multiple developments to happen. Bergie Hill Ranches needed to have a road built to city standards. Jack Zanger was also a part of that and signed the agreement, and that allowed the property we're discussing today to move forward with the second point of access. So there are definitely benefits for several properties, but, you know, directly this property we're looking at tonight received benefit from moving those dumpsters down to the park. What we found is the dumpsters or without problem. They're pretty accessible to pretty much everybody in the north end of town, and so they get used pretty heavily, and that's been a problem because they really are specifically just for Interlochen residents. They pay for them. And so it's been a problem for Interlochen. It's been a problem for the city and the county. The county's solid waste, they've had issues with, when there were doors on it, they'd open them up and the whole place would be full of the trash, not just the dumpsters. So we took the doors off after a while, and so people would probably deter them from dumping on that site. But it's continued to be a problem. So we've looked for a new home for these dumpsters. They were moved temporarily to kind of this spot right